This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Oh, hi everyone. We are November 2025. This is Gail and this is Life Coaching with Gail of a psychic, intuitive, spiritual, practical, everyday, your personal life kind of life coaching. And we just cover a few little things in a few areas that might help you. We have no YouTube today because the camera went flat and we've had a longer weekend. So we're just going to have a little look at November as a month for you personally. November is about time to, and you might be feeling this, you know, just a time to kind of get into gear, to get started on something, to needing something new in your life, or just wanting an idea to pop in that's about something for you personally. You know, we started October. October was the month where things started to turn around in your life, however they've been. They start to change, they start to turn around. And it was a month for you to look at yourself and what you wanted, what you had already in your life, what you were feeling inside yourself, as well as trusting your instincts about what would work for you going forward from October for the next year, actually. And sometimes we can't make definitive decisions. Other times they just occur to us and there's no right or wrong and it's nothing to really be concerned about, because the one thing that I know is that there are people out there that have a lot of information about astrology charts, your life chart, your planets, your numerology, your personality and your character, because of all of those things. They know what jobs suit you and what you could get involved with. The other thing I know, though, absolutely, without a doubt, is you automatically follow your inclinations of your life path, of your journey through life. You just maybe feel drawn to a job that, I don't know, just interests you. And if you looked at your numerology and your astrology, you would find that those jobs were the ones that you could use your skills and talents and grow them within. So your life takes you on your journey that is perfect for your life path, your reason for being here. It has the meanings along the way that you want. And we do have a brain and a head that keeps looking, thinking, wondering, questioning, comparing. And it can sometimes trip us up. It can get in our way because of that. It can create problems. It can actually hold us back completely from feeling confident enough to just give it a go, just go for that job that you want. Whether you're qualified or not, just go for it. It costs you nothing to go for it, especially if you don't have an expectation around getting something or it working out some way. There is no harm in being adventurous, trying something new, trying something different. This definitely, definitely is this month your new start, your new path, your new inspiration for you to follow, your idea, your innovation. It started last month and started to turn things around in your life. This month, it's a double down on that effort. You are the key person in your life, whether you're caring for others or not. You must take time for yourself every day that is just for you. If you only have 10 minutes, that 10 minutes can change things a lot, because it's the number 10, which is the Wheel of Fortune, which was October. And we have all of these connections in our life. Numbers connect to the planets, to astrology, to our personality. We are affected by the moon, and we know that. We are affected by the sun and lack of sun. We know that. We're affected by the wind and the rain as well. And for some of us, it's more one element of weather that we're affected by than the other. The moon, the sun, the all the planets affect us. And I just feel, I know actually, that we are stepping into, it started at the beginning of this year, a new awakening, if you like. It's the way it's been spoken about. I would say we are opening our eyes a little bit more to the world around us. We're opening our eyes to our life. We're seeing our life more clearly. The people in our lives, the things we're doing in our life, the work we're doing. The creative side of ourselves, if we're even utilizing that. And we're questioning things about ourselves, our worth, our value, our direction. What else can we do that has some sort of meaning connected to it? We've been through the robotic, mechanical time of get up, go to work, pay the bills, get up, go to work, pay the bills. If there's anything left over, we can buy this or do this. It's the grind, though. And there is another way. There is another way. And, you know, years ago, the first people who were on the unemployment, they were on the unemployment benefit, and it was viewed not well by a lot of people who were working. But those people were trailblazers in getting us to think, there is another way to do things. We don't all have to follow each other and do exactly the same things as everybody else. They started to introduce a new experience, and COVID was the most massively eye-opening, time-changing event, because for all of whatever you think about it, it actually helped people be able to do things that were common sense, natural. Why couldn't people work from home? Why couldn't they have worked from home 10 years beforehand? It didn't make sense to take mothers away from their children. And yet that's what we did as a society. COVID taught us to think different, to experiment with our work and with the way that we worked, but it also got us to question whether we enjoyed our work. Because with the whole fear aspect of COVID, whatever you think about it, it did make us think about, well, what is my life? Where is it going? You know, am I living it, or is it controlling me? And yeah, so a lot of you have had life changes, work changes. Some of them have been thrust upon you. Some of them have been because the energy of creation, divine love, universe, source, God, whatever label you put on it, it's the same. It has a mechanism of sorts that is imperfect, that keeps balance on everything, and it helps us keep balance on our lives. So we have been out of balance, too much work, not enough play, or not enough creativity, and too much mind work. So there are shifts in your life. These are deliberate. They are not done by a person. They are a little bit of a tap on the shoulder. It's like, so is this working out for you? Actually, you know, this job hasn't fitted you for a long time. You need to move. And this event will make you move into a more satisfying life that's more in alignment with you. There is the transition process that is uncomfortable, that you have a lot of processing to do, especially if you weren't ready. There's a lot of emotion that comes with it. There's a lot of thinking. There's a lot of self-reflection. And if you do not feel good about yourself, if you do not have pride in yourself and your skills, then you're going to beat yourself up a little bit. And that is not necessary. It is actually just holding up your process. So if you find yourself being hard on yourself or saying, oh, I should have done that, or what if I'd done that then? It would have been different now. Reality is you wouldn't be exactly where you are right now, and you wouldn't be the person you are right now if you had made different decisions back then. And you don't know whether you would have been in a better place or a worse place. You can only presume, and you'd be wrong most of the time. Just from experience, things aren't always what we see. They're not always what they look like. You know, we're very good at looking at the surface situation. How many times do you actually say to yourself, okay, what else is going on here? What else is going on with this person that they are struggling or being anti-social or behaving badly? What's behind all of this? And you never, ever have to condone or agree with someone's behavior that is misguided or not good. All you have to do is say, well, where is that coming from? And most of the time it's coming from fear. People can feel like they're pushed into a corner. They feel like they there's too much stress and they can't get out. And so you'll get behaviors around that. But if somebody is afraid and if somebody is struggling, the first thing you would want to do naturally is to help them. Their behavior sometimes can make you go, well, I'm not going to be bothered with you. I'm not going to help you. Because you've just been nasty or horrible. But underneath, they're actually just hurting, very afraid, and it's the child part of them that is reacting badly. They just haven't got the skill set, even though they might be an adult, even though they may be an older person, they do not have the skill set to cope with all their difficulties, emotions, and everything else that is in their lives at this point in time. So they suffer overwhelm, and when people are in overwhelm, they get angry, they throw the toys out of the cot, they attack somebody because they need to vent, they need to get it out. You do not have to be in the way of that. You can and must step aside. Take yourself out of those situations as much as you possibly can. Or, like a dear friend of mine once did, she went inward. She practiced a meditation where the chaos around her did not touch her because she went deep within herself. And the rest of it was tuned out. And if you're a mother, you know that you develop the skill of tuning out noise and chaos from children. So give it a go. Tune out any kind of drama, any kind of disruption, any kind of chaotic energy that's going on around you. And if you can't tune it out, take yourself away so it's not around you, so it's going to achieve the same sort of thing, which means you aren't going to be drawn into it, pulled apart by it, or scrambled up because of it. This is, since last year I've said it's been so important for you to access that higher person inside you, the true you that you know yourself to be, that doesn't get drawn into that human baseline reactive drama of conversation or action, but to turn the other cheek, hold your head up high, be proud of how you've handled something. And, you know, when you're in a chaotic or argumentative experience, you can feel really good at giving the person back what they give you. But when you walk away, I guarantee you, you will not feel good about what you did for very long. You will realize that you didn't actually handle it in the way that you would have really truly desired to be able to handle it. And, you know, I always, all my life, wanted to be able to speak articulately and couldn't. Just, it was beyond my grasp. I spend a lot of time working on it, but I also spend a lot of time closing my mouth and saying nothing. And then maybe later talking out loud in the car about it or talking to myself about it. And I love this for myself. I invite you to try. Talk out loud to yourself. I've said this before, but if you talk to yourself about your problems and what's going on, you're hearing your voice. And when you're hearing your voice, you are being listened to. And you are being listened to by the person who is an expert in knowing you, in knowing what you mean by what you say, what you need. And you don't have to be articulate. You get it. And when you hear yourself and what you're saying, then you can say things back and decide things of how you're going to handle things better. It's just very, very important, because we stepped into the five-dimensional reality at the beginning of this year. It just means that as humans, we've taken a leap of wanting to be our better selves, wanting to do the right thing in our lives with our families, our friends, our work, wanting to work that has a meaning and a help and is of service to other people, that is effective rather than being all paper, all time spent on recording stats and what you've done, but focused more toward the work, the help, the people, and what it's really all about. So this year we stepped into the five-dimensional reality, but not everybody did. And this year you have been given a choice. I'm going to say this because we're coming to the end of the year, and I'll say it again before the end of the year. It is just so important. You are choosing in every action you do, in every thought that you have, you are choosing to grow up into the best version of yourself, or to stay in that child-like, reactive, stuck in the mud, stuck in the routine, drowned by life type of experience, where you have to fight to survive, where you have to try and bring people down to your level. That's three-dimensional. It's also on a global level. It is also the money, power, greed type of mentality that we have had for a few generations. And so now that changes. From next year on, it's very important. You are an important, uniquely important person that is here. And you are here because you have something important to share with others. However you do it, however that happens, and of course you're still going to need money. So you find a way of balancing what you need to do with what you want to do for the time it takes for it to balance out and become more of what you want to do that helps provide for you. And, you know, we've based a lot of our lives on money, but, you know, it wasn't always that way. We had barter, and barter, there was about 30 years ago, there was a, or maybe 25 years ago, there was, no, 30 years ago, there was a push for barter and bartering to be reborn. And it was to a degree, and I'm not sure where it is now. I have to say that I'm not sure exactly where it is now, but this is something you can do between each other. I know people that do this. It's like your skill for this person's skill, your craft for this person's craft, your food for this person's food. There are other ways to survive. Start thinking outside the squares, because more and more people are going to be doing this. So you're not going to be the first and only person. There'll be YouTube videos on people that will tell you how to make your life work better for you without having to be part of that 9-to-5 machine. Especially if it's not working for you. If it's working for you, great. You know, it will become different over time. The world will start changing quite dramatically in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years. In 10 years, it will not be recognizable to the world that we are living in today. And we're in a time right in this moment, at the beginning of November, where we have had something that has never happened in our lifetimes. Again, we've had a lot of these. We've had the sort of like the 250-year cycle of solar activity start. You know, no, none of you were alive then. We've had all kinds of planetary movements and things that haven't been around since before everyone on the planet was alive. And now we have in our solar system at least one kind of comet object that has raised a lot of attention, because it's come from outside our solar system and it's only the third one detected. And it's a bigger one, and it's not threatening to the planet, but it is changing of the planet. It is said that we also have two moons now that NASA, and these are scientists, these are astrophysicists, these are not like just astrology. This is people in science that are doing these tests, that are getting this information and research. Invite you to look it up. But what happens is it changes the dynamic of the world, and it changes what we do and how we think in the world. It changes our viewpoints on war and hunger and humanity. And all of this is for improvement. It's for the best. It's for the best outcomes. We are all part of this change. And, you know, we have been encouraged to look at ourselves, look at our life, open our eyes, look at the world, look at what's working, look at what's not working. And, you know, since the discovery of this Atlas 3i, we have had these peace talks, peace thoughts in the world, and this is Israel, Palestine. This is where, you know, great problems have been for so many years. Those brave citizens chose to be part of this entire, and I'm not saying they know they chose. I'm just saying they were born there to be a beacon to the rest of us, to highlight something, to put a light on the wrongs that were happening and the wrongs that we were, ways that we were dealing with it. So anyway, so these are all my thoughts and opinions, and you do not have to share them. And I encourage you to have your own, to explore, to research, to get interested in things way outside your comfort zone. And I'll go as far as saying, look at aliens. And I get there's a lot of rubbish out there. I get that. And I also know a truth that you know what is true and you know what is not. And if you're not ready to accept the idea because it's uncomfortable or because your parents didn't, it's okay. That idea won't go away. That new thought won't go away. That introduction of some new concept won't go away if it is true. So you don't have to believe it. You don't have to take it on board. But there's a part of you that will resonate every single time with what is truth. And that is just the way it is. And this isn't just your truth. This is the truth. We all know when we've done wrong. We all know when we could have performed in a better way. And that's the truth. So even though I'm not articulating what I'm getting very well, I'm hoping that it makes sense to you. We are going to look now, because we are in November, and this is a month about you and doubling down on you, putting yourself first. And please, it is about extreme self-care, but it is not at the cost of anyone else around you. We still must exercise compassion to others, kindness to others. Otherwise, you're not actually honoring yourself or serving yourself well, because another person is your brother or sister. We are all connected. You know, we're all that one drop from the same ocean. And if you deny one person, you're denying yourself in some way. And the whole idea is to accept yourself, embrace who you are, know you have something unique, forget about what you were told when you were growing up as children or as a child, forget the school teachers, forget the parents and the adults and what they said about you, forget your brothers and sisters and the opinion they had about you, forget your friends and the opinion they had about you. They do not know you. Your job, especially in November, is to know yourself so well that you back yourself in the things that are you. As I said, it's about being independent. It's about not denying anybody else, but it's about going, well, this is what I need to do for me as well. It's got to be equal. But you are more important this month to focus on. And as that, the invitation is to talk to yourself. Like I said, what do I want? What's going to work for me today that didn't work yesterday? What can I do today that I messed up on yesterday to make it me feel a little bit more at ease and at peace? Because we are moving into a time of peace, and everybody is uniting. And we said this at the beginning of the year, and it's already happening, that there are movements, world transformative movements, I think that is one of them actually, who are standing up and saying, enough, it's time to do things differently, it's time to think about humanity, the earth. The rest will take care of itself. We've done all of the business and stuff. it's been unequal. There's only a few people that have ever benefited in the world from all of the money. And there's a lot hunting the money and striving for the money, and the rest of us have been left far behind. So they are the people, we're all the people that need to be helped. And so how do we do that when we don't have the funds, the means to do it? You have the means. You may not have the funds, but you have the means. And, you know, Mother Teresa served her purpose absolutely perfectly and beautifully. She never looked at, am I getting paid for this? She just fed the starving children because they needed food. She is an iconic human being. She will never be forgotten because of her giving and her love and the good that she did. You can't measure it in money at all. So now I'm going to have a little look at a few cards for November, people. So this is just to, and it's general, please, take it if it resonates, leave it if it doesn't. This is just a generalised, you know, there's, in our area, there's thousands and thousands of people. We're all different, but we share similarities. And so the messages that I'm going to give you just are a little bit of guidance and a little bit of help for you along the way. A lot of you have been through a real struggle, a really, really tough, tough time. It's tested you. You have, though, survived. And maybe even this month, just knowing that you've survived it. And I get that's a small piece of satisfaction. But you're pretty strong. If you've survived everything up till now that's happened in your life, you've done amazing. So look back on your memories and just look at what you have been through that you have survived. But look at the good times as well. Look at the joy that you had. And if you didn't have joy, look at the smiles that you were able to have. Look at the laughter of other people around you. There is, this month you have arrived. This month you've arrived at yourself. So let's have a little look at anything that's positive, uplifting, or a message that may be helpful and useful for you in the month of November. And it says, you are being called to wake up, open your eyes, look at your life. It's more than what you think it is. It's about more than what you think it is. Everything you've been through was for a reason. It had a purpose. You gained things from it. You benefited in some way. And I get it. I get it. If you're still feeling the struggle of it, the pain of it, or even the echo of it, it's hard sometimes to see that, but look back and just see the benefits along the way. I've been through an extraordinarily, for me, nightmare time over the last 18 months in different ways. And all along the way, there were little things. There was like a rainbow. There was white feathers, you know, and I always look at white feathers as feathers of a dove, and so messages of peace and just reassuring things that have been there, people that have been there, things that people have said, support from people that you never knew cared. You have a lot of things to look back on in those times of trouble that were gifts. And, you know, you were grateful for those. And it's those things you remember. So it is time, okay? That's the other thing about November. You are here. It is time. Go to work. Your work. Use your skills, who you are, and figure out how you can put that into action. Coming into 2026, okay? So this is the month that you really establish that truth in yourself. Destiny is calling. So we all have a life path and a life purpose. Your life path and your life purpose are calling you. If you are interested in finding out what that can be or want any help with that along the way, I am contactable on 027-416-6545. You are with Radio Hawke's Bay, and I am available for individual sessions, 027-416-6545. If you want to know more about yourself and your life path and why all these things have happened, because every single thing has something important that it shared with you, something that you needed that you could not have done without. It has molded you. It has transformed you into the version of yourself that you choose to really be before you got drowned by life and the obligations of life. So the first one is destiny. The universe is in control. Okay? It also means they want you to stand up for yourself, to look at yourself and go, okay, show me what I can be doing, show me my next step. And the universe, because it's in play this month, will show you. Like I said, you can use God, you can use Allah, you can use divine love, you can use collective consciousness, you can use that ultimate creative energy as words to describe it. But it is your time, it starts now, and you have been playing a part and a role till now, but now you have your true role. So on that note, let's have a look at another card for November. So what else have we got for November? For any of you who have been mistreated, misrepresented, blamed, for things that were not of your doing, there is justice. It's a divine justice. It is universe justice that will come into play from this month forward, and you will see it. So the balance of karma happens this month. It has to balance. It has to be brought back into balance. The universe is the overall riding theme for the month, and that means destiny, putting things right. It is the karma card itself, which means whatever you have done gets repaid. And it's one of the reasons I've been encouraging you to be the best version of yourself, the kind of person that you want to be regardless of how difficult it has been. And don't blame yourself if it's been too hard. You've done your best, and your best is good enough. So life comes into balance from this month onward, and you will see that there is justice that will be seen to be being done. There are things that will become fair to you that were unfair. You will yourself, when you're looking at, maybe you've been in a little bit of a, I don't know what's going to happen or where I'm going or what my direction is, this month, with the help of ideas, thoughts, other people coming into your life, situations coming into your life, events being brought in front of you, you will make decisions and clear decisions, and you'll know they're the right ones. You'll know they're the ones that you need to make. And you can argue them because, you know, our brain will argue every single time. I invite you to just think, okay, this person is in my life for a reason. This event is happening for a reason. This situation is happening for a reason. It's showing me something. It's trying to point me in some sort of direction. If you get something, three different things happening, but there's the same sort of theme or the same message, that's your direction. And yes, it may be that you're not ready. It may be that you actually can't change, can't do it. Don't blame yourself for anything like that. There are other opportunities that will come to you, a lot of them next year. So for now, it's just your opportunity to look at yourself, really focus on who you are and what you want and what you've got to contribute. See what's outside of yourself. Open your eyes. Look at what is repeating itself in your life. What is giving you a direction, even if you don't want to go there. Just trust the process, because you will be placed in exactly the perfect place. Whether that's a different town or a different situation, you might not be able to see it, and possibly not. But you will be put exactly where you are meant to be for the fast track, not the slow, winding, grovelling, struggling track, okay? So my advice would be go with the flow, say yes, see what happens, and be more adventurous in your thoughts and your feelings, and more curious and interested in what possibilities there could be. And it doesn't matter what age you are. There are always new things in front of you. So let's have a little look then at what else we could be looking at for November as a message. You've been going through a cocoon experience, okay? And so if this resonates with you and you haven't had a direction, if you haven't known what's going on with your life, with your relationship, with yourself, whether you don't know what you feel, what you want, where you want to go, that has been a transforming experience where you have gone from the caterpillar through that whole chrysalis of mush and not knowing and not being able to see anything, and to come out the other side. And whatever you are going to focus on from this month forward is the long term. It's not just a short term thing. So I've got other cards here, and these cards are from Diana Cooper. So Diana Cooper has got ascension cards. So I tell you what the cards are and who they are, because if you want to buy them, we've got a crystal shop in Napier, and you can go there and you can look for all of these cards, or they may be able to order them for you, especially if you like the messages that are on them. And these are just as guidance. You know, sometimes we just need a bit of a something to get us through the day, or something that gives us a little bit of hope, or something that gives us a little clue about things, you know? So this just says, she uses the planet. So Neptune is the planet of higher spirituality, and the wisdom of Atlantis and Lemuria is held within its ascended aspect. You are blessed, for you only receive this card when you are ready to receive their information. Your guidance is to tune into your Earth Star Chakra, then connect with Neptune, the cosmic Earth Star Chakra. Archangel Sandalphon oversees this center. He nurtures your divine potential and will help you download the spiritual light you are waiting for. This will expand your consciousness and greatly assist your ascended journey. There is an affirmation you can say to yourself, and that is, I attune to the wisdom of Atlantis and Lemuria held in Neptune. One more of those messages for you for November 2025. So this is the card of Buddha. So when you draw this card, and excuse my pronunciation, Lord Gautama, who became the Buddha is calling you to live in a state of peace, compassion, and enlightenment. You are ready to expand your consciousness to include all that is and to view the world from a higher perspective. You are asked to live in total harmlessness with all things. This creates safety for you, for all creatures will love you and feel safe with you. Your guidance is to remember we are all one and to treat each person, animal, and sentient being as if they are a beloved part of you. So the affirmation for that is, I am one with everyone and everything. That is a truth. Like I said before, you are a drop in the ocean and everyone else is a drop in the same ocean. And so if you are not kind to another person, then you are not kind to yourself. And if you are not kind to yourself, how can you be kind to another person? We have time for another card, and these are Dreams of Gaia Tarot by Raven Phelan. That's Phelan. And I have drawn a card that is the King of Water. The King of Water. So all elements, water is emotions, just so that you know. And I am almost there. So King of Water, what have we got here? Oh, and then I went to King of Air. How interesting is that? Do you think I need to maybe say about King of Air? I'll think about that. I'll just see how we go with King of Water. So, sorry about this. This is taking me a little bit longer than I thought, so I'll just talk to you. And here we go. King of Water. So the key words for this is calm, contemplative, insightful, fluid, balanced, protective, nurturing. And the key phrases are safe harbor in a storm, let go of gender bias, strength born of adaptability, be present in your relationships. There's a need for excitement. Marry critical thinking and emotional logic. Allow your feelings to guide a decision. Address a cause for jealousy if you have any. You don't need to be jealous. The thing is, what you're seeing in another person that you are jealous of is something that's within you to use. That's the purpose of jealousy, is to show you something strongly enough that is inside you, that you are not using, that you can use, and it's leading you to use it. Okay, so we'll have another one here, which is The Secret Language of Colour by Ina Segal, and we've had this one before. So what have we got as far as colour? Colour is vibration. Colour is seen when notes of a piano keyboard or a guitar or anything, any instrument is played, a colour comes from each note. Did you know that? It is, colours have vibrations of energy. They make us feel, you know, calm or revved up or happy or sad. And the colour that I've got here is turquoise. It's interesting because we've talked a little bit about all of these things that are coming through on the cards, and this says awaken your empathy. And empathy is not sympathy. Empathy is when you feel and can feel and have experienced the feeling of another person and what they're feeling right now. Sympathy is feeling sorry for somebody. And you should never feel sorry for somebody in that way because it's not helpful. When you empathize with somebody, of course, you know where they've been, you know what they're going through, and you're more likely to be able to help them effectively or give them what they need just to brighten their day. So we have a little look here at the color turquoise. I love the color turquoise, actually. So turquoise is your kind of bluey green color. So awaken your empathy. Turquoise inspires the use of communication with feelings, builds confidence in your abilities, and it connects you with your intuition and awakens your empathy. Turquoise makes ancient wisdom available and can provide a sense of connection to your inner mastery. Hold something turquoise to awaken your empathy for others. So if you find it really difficult to connect with somebody or their problem, find something that's got the color turquoise, even wear something with the color turquoise in it, and it will just help give you pause. When it gives you pause, then you're already tuning into your empathy. When you empathize with people, you let go of your judgments and place yourself in other people's shoes. Allow your spirit to soften and receive an opportunity to support, encourage, and inspire others. So whatever you hold that is turquoise, even a flower, it just reminds you of your ability to help and empathize with others. And say something to someone who needs to hear it, that you care about them. The biggest way to prevent diseases is to show others that they matter. Did you know that? It's the truth. So say to yourself, I can now place myself in other people's shoes and talk to them from a place of love and compassion. And that's all you've got to do. That's all you need to do, not got to do. It's entirely over to you what you do in your day and your life. All I know is that when we feel sad and we feel grumpy, we feel bad. And we might be justified in that, and we might allow ourselves to feel that way for a while. But just think about what for? Why? Is it worth it? Life's there to live. Ain't got time for that. None of us have got time for that. So let me just see if there's anything else that expands on the messages for November. We will be back in the next 2 weeks. Just say, think critically in some ways. Be the intelligent version of yourself. Let's say it that way. We said be the highest version of yourself. Now, just be the intelligent side of yourself, you know? Be the one that goes, well, what's the sensible thing to do here? What's going to work the best for other people? How am I going to approach this problem? Yeah. And this decision. You know, you're making a decision. Other people rely on you in some ways, but you are the one that makes the decisions. Take that power. So, this is Radio Hawke's Bay, and we are Life Coaching with Gail. It's been my pleasure to talk to you today. If you would like an individual session that helps you in your life to move forward in any way, make decisions, contact loved ones, have a tarot reading, just anything that is troubling you, any dreams that have been recurring that do trouble you, contact me on 027-4166-545. Thank you.
program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.